Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local stuff that's going on, some events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the three-star volunteer program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and by Kicks Country. We're live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on WVFB 101.5 FM. This show will be replayed or rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country. This gives you an opportunity to tell family and friends in surrounding counties to catch the evening rebroadcast. If you let them know, family and friends from other states can even listen in through the Del Hollow Horizon website at www.delhollowhorizon.com. Just click on the link on the Del Hollow Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even review some of the previous recorded Clay County Corner broadcasts from Kicks Country. We want to thank Del Hollow Horizon for collaborating with us, with the Clay County Corner and WVFB, to provide this service to our neighbors near and far. Remember to call in for the birthday and anniversary announcements and the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Call starting today and give us the names for this next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing will include the week of October the 16th through October the 22nd, which is today. To call, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Someone will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake on Thursday, and it could be you if your name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their good breakfast and their great lunch and dinner menus. Listen today about midway through this show for the past week's announcements, and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake a little bit later in the show. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. This week's winner can pick up their certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after the show's over about 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcements, which will cover the week of October the 23rd, through the 29th. If anyone called in for dates during those times, those will be announced next week. When you call, please wait for the tone to begin speaking, and please speak slowly and clearly so we can get the correct information. Thank you, callers. I really like to hear that you're enjoying those cakes. I don't think anybody yet has said that they weren't enjoying those Dairy Queen cakes. They're wonderful. We're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for someone. And I want to give a little shout-out to the owner, Frank Walters, for his sponsorship for the ice cream cakes and also for his other contributions with various activities within our community. We have a good show for you during the next hour, so go grab that extra cup of coffee and then sit back in a comfortable chair and get ready to hear about some local Clay County happenings. We'll be discussing foster parenting and foster care today. About 9:30, we'll be giving the birthday and anniversary announcements, and then we'll announce the winner sometime around 9:55 or so. Sharing the Clay County Corner with me this morning will be Christopher Sanders, who is a foster care trainer through Youth Villages. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here this morning. Beautiful day.
It really is.
Well, we'll return with Chris just after this short break with our sponsors.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kick Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins. And we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including Primoral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner on 101.5 FM. And I want to give a big welcome to Mr. Chris Sanders. Welcome to the Clay County Corner again.
Thank you for having me.
Chris is a foster care trainer with Youth Villages. And Youth Villages is a private, nonprofit organization which is dedicated to helping emotionally and behaviorally troubled children and their families to live successfully.
Yes.
It's a wonderful organization.
Absolutely.
I don't even have to say that, I think. Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe your time in the foster care community. And I do want to throw out your contact number two or three times. If, you know, every time I think of it, I'm going to probably throw it out there again. But as we go along, if you've got your pen and paper and your cup of coffee there, go ahead and jot this number down. It's Chris Sanders, and his number is 931-525-6905 to get in touch with him. So now, Chris, if you'll tell a little about yourself and...
Well, with that, I've been doing this position for over a year and a half, and it's something that I really enjoy. I enjoy helping children live with other families who are able to provide that stability for that time being. So with that, I pretty much go out in the community, reach out to different businesses, churches, and just families in general to try to get people to help, help us. There is a need for more foster families, and we're doing what we can to get that message across.
Well, I'll say that I was introduced, I guess, more to you or reminded about the service with you're doing well with the signs on the roadside.
Thank you.
That's what drew my attention and made me call you that
day. I'm excited about that. It shows that it's working.
Right, it is working. Foster care is about making a difference in children's lives. Tell us, what does Youth Villages do?
Mm-hmm. Well, with that, we make sure, and we try to make sure that children and families can live successfully. We have several programs that help with that. We have our in-home services program where the counselors are working with the child and the family so that child would not be removed from the home.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a transitional living, which is our YB LifeSet program. And it's pretty much working with teens from 17 to about 21 years of age and just helping them with resources of whether to apply for a job, apply for school, even housing and things.
Mm-hmm.
We also do have a mentoring program and, of course, our foster care program. And we actually do adoption as well, which is free through foster care.
That's wonderful. You know, we talked before you actually came today in great detail, and my interest is to try to get you back more because just these things that you've mentioned,
mm-hmm.
I think, would warrant a lot of discussion individually.
Absolutely.
The in-house treatment and
mm-hmm.
just what all that involves and the what you mentioned, the transitional living.
Yes, ma'am.
I love to hear that
mm-hmm.
you do. Most people say, oh, well, when they hit the age of 18, they're lost. And this doesn't necessarily let that happen any longer.
And we want to make sure that we're able to provide them with that support.
Right. Mm-hmm. And all the way up to 21, that's a big range there,
absolutely.
Actually, when they're really struggling with who am I and what am I going to do.
Pretty much trying to figure out what's next.
Exactly.
And if we don't necessarily have those families who can be that backbone for
mm-hmm.
them, they would eventually become lost.
Right. So we'll... Those are some future topics for us, Chris.
I'm here for it.
All right, wonderful. How many children are actually in foster care in Tennessee every year?
Mm-hmm. Well, right now it ranges from about 7,000 to 9,000.
Wow, and that's just in Tennessee?
Just in the state of Tennessee.
Mm. And, you know, I'm going to say I can't imagine the numbers across the United States
mm-hmm.
and how many that need to be in foster care that aren't
mm-hmm.
even. You know, I did get on your website. There is a website, and that, you might have to help me here, that is
www.youthvillages.org. Yes,
okay,
mm-hmm.
okay, so.
And they could just go on Google and type in Youth Villages and we'll
right.
come up.
Yeah, that's. I think that's actually how I found you,
mm-hmm.
and then I got some correspondence that had that down too, but yeah, it's really easy to find them, so you can get a load of information to
absolutely.
Go online. And I read while I was on there, though, that Youth Villages helps more than 23,000 children and families and every year.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my gosh, it is. And again, I think that number is probably quadrupled
mm-hmm.
as far as the need, the actual need.
Mm-hmm.
And you're covered in 20 states, including Washington, D.C.
Yes, ma'am.
So, yeah, I just feel like that's probably statistically
mm-hmm.
a low number.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that there are more that
mm-hmm.
that you could probably be able to help that
mm-hmm.
we're just not aware of.
That we're not, yeah.
Yeah,
correct.
Just not aware of. Why do kids come into foster care?
Well, it could be for many reasons. Abandonment issues. Parents may just have some mental issues where they're not able to care for that child. So it's just several reasons.
A lot of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Why are the foster families so important?
I feel like they're very important because we're looking for stability and a safe environment for our children. So with a foster parent stepping up and being able to provide a safe environment, provide that loving environment, being nurturing, for the children, that's what we're looking for in families. And they may not necessarily get that while they're with their birth family.
Right, that's exactly true. How do you go about becoming a foster parent?
That is so easy. All you have to do is just really give me a phone call
mm-hmm.
at 931
right.
525-6905. And with that, I could pretty much just take you through the next steps of either getting in classes and learning more about foster care, and if you're even interested in adoption, we can take those next steps as well.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I know that there are a lot there are still a lot that are in foster care that need that stability.
Absolutely.
That it just seems sometimes like there's not an end to getting them, being able to get them back into the home environment that they came from. So, and there are so many people that are looking for children.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people.
Absolutely. And we have plenty. I mean, just mentioning that number, close to 9,000 children, we could use the families.
Yes, absolutely. So there actually, there is a facility in Cookeville, or is there a Youth Villages facility?
We have an office in
Cookeville. An office in Cookeville. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where's the, do you have a facility? Is there actually a facility where children are temporarily until they can find a foster home for them?
We have some group homes, and we also have several facilities in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
We also have a facility in Douglasville, Georgia, and also Portland, Oregon.
Okay. So there, it just hit me. I hope you don't mind that I asked that.
That's fine.
Yeah, and I know that you're aware of all of this.
Absolutely.
Anyway. Wonderful.
I've actually worked at one of the facilities, so
really?
I was able to work directly with the children and see some of the pain, some of the hurt from not being in their home or being around their loved ones.
Right, right, because they're placed out of the home environment, whatever it may be, and then they're into a larger, much larger environment with mostly with
other peers.
Children,
yeah.
That are their age or a little younger, a little older. Chris, who actually, for the listeners out there, they may be saying, well, can I be a foster parent? Or, you know, who can become a foster parent?
You can be single.
Okay.
You can be in a stable relationship. You can be married. We're just looking, if you feel that is a calling for you, we are here to guide you along the way. So pretty much anybody from all walks of life, we're here to work with you.
Okay. I know in years past, it, or I may be wrong, but at least the idea was that you had to be a couple, a married couple, and have a stable environment or a stable home to become foster parents and plural. And I do know that we have here in Clay County, there's a young lady that goes to my church that has fostered children, and she is just wonderful, and kids in church with her on Sundays and Wednesdays, and it's just been a wonderful experience for her and for those children.
And that's, I think that's really great, and like I said, even being a single parent, you can still provide that love and that structure and have a safe environment for children. So if you're single, you can be in a committed, stable relationship and married. That's what we're really looking for. We're looking for stability and a safe environment for our children.
Right. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, we need to go to a quick break, and then we're going to be back in just a few minutes with Chris Sanders, who is with Youth Villages, and we're going to learn more about fostering.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. Chris Sanders here with me, and we've been discussing foster care in Tennessee, well, and beyond a little bit, too.
Absolutely.
And Chris is with Youth Villages, and I'm going to throw his contact number out again. Mm-hmm. For those of you who are listening, go ahead and write this number down, because especially if something hits your heart or sparks some interest or something, just give him a call. You know, I called just spontaneously after I saw the little sign on the side of the road, and mm-hmm. and he was very informative. I had several questions even that day, just trying to get him on the show today, and he didn't hesitate either. So I was glad to have him show up today and be with us and talk about foster care. So his number, if you've got that pencil and a piece of paper ready, his contact number is 525. Yeah, I wrote it down here wrong this second time. 525-6905. And we've got Kentucky listeners too, so mm-hmm. you're welcome to call his number, and he can, you know, refer you to a better location mm-hmm. or the agency that you would need to contact. But all of the information that he's sharing with us is pretty broad spectrum mm-hmm. and covers probably all across the United States pretty much. Okay, so Chris, do you attend any events or do you hold any events in the communities to let people know about foster parenting?
Absolutely. Actually, this past Tuesday, we had a family night at Chick-fil-A
in
Cookeville. Uh-huh. So we were able to just have a booth set up with some information, different activities for the kids. They could trace their hands, and then they could have a parent on the other side of the paper trace their hand and just take it home with them.
Uh-huh.
It's just something to just cherish, because a lot of children, you know, don't really have moments like that.
Exactly.
But with that, we were also able to get that information out. Hey, there is a need. We do need more families mm-hmm. to become foster parents mm-hmm. or possibly even adopt. But we do do quite a few activities throughout the communities, and we try to work with different churches. We were also able to do speaking engagements and just attend local events to help get that word out.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, here in Clay County or Monroe County or Jackson County and some of our listening audiences, mm-hmm. if, say, your church one afternoon after church services are over or something, a lot of us do fellowship, mm-hmm. luncheons, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be able to come to something like that and
absolutely.
Just discuss what's
we
going
are,
on?
We would love to come out and get that word out, because, again, that's what we're here for. I'm also a recruiter, so
okay.
that also ties into my recruiting job. But we're able to speak about it, let them know that there is a need, and if you have an interest, we'll be able to provide you with more information.
Wonderful. And, you know, a lot of the time, people don't get involved with something out of fear,
mm-hmm.
and it's really fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
They have no idea what it involves, and some people are afraid to take that step just to ask
mm-hmm.
because they're afraid that they might, you know, be bothered or get a commitment
mm-hmm.
or something. So,
you know, one of the great things with that is I have one foster parent. She is really supportive, and she attends all the events, or mostly all the events that I have. But she's also like a co-trainer.
Uh-huh.
And she's present during all of my trainings, and she's able to work with the families and just guide them and provide them with that support, because she was once in their shoes.
Right,
she didn't know what was next and like, why am I here? What am I doing?
Yeah.
But she was able to work with those families, and she's able to work with just about any family. Like, she's my hero.
Wonderful.
I really enjoy working with her.
And she helps to instill the confidence that they might be lacking.
Absolutely.
In can I do this or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
well,
her name is Miss Christy Barton.
Miss Christy Barton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Miss Christy Barton, if you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably are, if you knew Chris was going to be here.
Absolutely. I told her I would give her a shout out.
Wonderful, wonderful. And we do have, like I said, a lady in our church that is a foster parent. So I'm sure we would love to have you come in someday, and she would probably, you know, be an advocate for fostering also.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, I think she's about to possibly adopt her children she's been fostering. How is being a foster parent different from being a parent?
I wouldn't even say that there is a difference.
Hard to imagine.
And when you look at the key words, parent, you know, they're pretty much the same thing. So I wouldn't even say that there is a difference. You're still working with children, and the only thing is a foster parent is still treating the child as if it were their own.
And, you know, you do the same routines, too. I guess probably some are homeschoolers, too, but if not, then you just get them into the regular systems.
Of the
and exactly, and do all the other activities.
You provide
that you
them with
would.
Transportation.
Mm-hmm.
If they're interested in any extracurricular activities, you could be there to support them and advocate for them, because that's what they need. Again, they still need that support.
Right. They need that. They need some concentration on them.
Mm-hmm.
How great is the need for foster parents here in Tennessee?
I would say that there is a great need.
Mm-hmm.
Again, looking at those numbers, you know, close to 9,000.
Yeah.
But then also for Middle Tennessee right now, we have just above 150 families,
okay.
Which is great. That is a great number. However, we could always use more.
So you've got about 150 families.
Yes,
about
ma'am.
How many children do you have right now that are not placed, or are you just needing to get a go-to number so that when
we're
you have more
to
children,
get more families so that we could place more children in homes.
Okay. All right. I think when we were talking the other day, I was thinking that you told me that the numbers had jumped significantly from last year to this year or just very recently, like by two-thirds or something like that.
Well, no, with that, we've had close to, it was just above 8,000 last year.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
with this year, it's above
9,000. Wow. That's just, you know, I mean, there are a number of reasons for that to happen, but we've seen such a horrible surge in drug use and addiction. And
that can play a part as well.
Yeah,
yes.
It does play a part. Do you see more children coming into care right now than a few years ago? Is it almost a daily basis? Or
we get referrals on children every other day, if not every day.
Wow. And where do most of those referrals come from?
A lot of them come from the state, Department of Children's Services.
Okay, okay. Do you, well, and I started to say, do you get many from the hospitals, but we, having been an ER nurse, we would contact DCS.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Yeah, and then that's where, that was our venue, so yeah. What areas do you serve?
We serve all of Tennessee.
Okay, okay. I thought you might have just, you know, how it's divided up into middle, east, west, and middle Tennessee.
Uh-huh. Well, I pretty much cover Upper Cumberland, but when you go to the website, www.youthvillages.org, they will pretty much connect you to the recruiter for each area.
Each area, okay. All right, but we might see you all over the place.
Yeah, just give me a call. I'll be there.
Okay. How long do children typically stay in foster care?
Well, with that, it varies. Some children may stay for weeks, some may stay for months, and some may stay for years. Some eventually age out of the program at the age of 18. So it pretty much just depends. No case is the same.
And it, of course, it depends on the situation that they have come from.
Absolutely.
And the ability to help those parents transition
mm-hmm.
into...
Because the parents do have a part as well, and they mm-hmm. have some goals that they would need to work on. So
mm-hmm.
we're pretty much working with the parents and the child.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, ultimately, it's important not to put them back into a dangerous situation.
Correct.
That can be more harmful to them, either physically or emotionally.
Mm-hmm. And those are the goals that we pretty much work towards, safety and permanency.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, that's why we look for the foster families who are able to step up and provide that safe environment until the children are able to possibly return home.
Right, right. What is, so that actually, my next question was, what is the goal of foster care? That's part of it, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's part of it, and also permanency. So with that, if the child is able to return home, the parents are pretty much doing their part, the child will possibly be able to return home. Other permanency goals are possible adoption.
Right, right.
So,
and, you know, I didn't see anywhere, just looking through, but what are, do you have statistics on how many of those foster children actually become, are adopted
mm-hmm.
by the foster parents?
I don't have those statistics. However, as of now, I've spoken with our adoption specialist. He has informed me that we have about 250 children that are available for adoption right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in the system. And does she have an age variance for
it's
those children?
Pretty much right, yeah.
From young, very young to probably 18.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, there's those people who are out there anxiously wanting,
mm-hmm.
then and may not have any idea how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You can
Absolutely.
Give Chris a call at
931-525-6905.
Absolutely. Okay, so we talked just a little bit about family reunification.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what is meant more and why it's considered after a child has been taken into state custody. Actually, we've got to take a break right now,
okay.
So hang on to that.
I'll hold that
And when we come back, actually, now don't you let me forget it either.
I will not.
Because when we come back, actually, we're going to be doing the birthday and anniversary announcements, and then we'll go right back into foster care.
Awesome.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country 101.5 FM. This is Susan Bailey, and I have been sitting here with Mr. Chris Sanders with Youth Villages, and we've been talking about foster care, and we are going to get back into that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more to talk about, and we're not going to get it covered this hour. But he has agreed that he will come back.
Absolutely.
At some future
day.
So right now I'm going to go over the birthday and anniversary announcements. Once again, just want to remind you, for those that called in or sent me the messages, these announcements today are from October the 16th through October the 22nd. And then next week, it will be the 23rd through the 29th. So So don't forget to call in and give me those. But right now, it's October 16th through the 22nd. So on October the 14th, this was actually one that was just sent in to me, and they just missed the week before. So I'm going to just say a happy late 9th anniversary to Sam and Beth York from Mom Linda Scott. Let's start with October the 16th. On October the 16th, Chris King turned 42 years old, and that was called in from Christy and Aiden. Bethany Bow, happy 19th birthday, was on October the 16th from Candace Threet. Hazen White was 3 years old, and that is from Jessica, Bailey, and Kim. Steve Monroe, happy birthday from Kenny Westmoreland on October the 16th. And then on October the 17th, happy 23rd birthday went out to Jake Clements from his family. Also on October the 17th, happy 45th birthday to our Salina EMS Andy Hall. And that was a shout-out from James King. And then a little four-year-old, Miss Willow Grace Overstreet, had a shout-out for a happy birthday from her favorite great aunt, Deb. And also on October the 17th, happy birthday to Katie Wheeler from Christy Witch. It's Halloween. It's getting close to Halloween. So that was happy birthday on the 17th to Katie Wheeler from Christy Rich. On October the 18th, happy 44th birthday to Angie Netherton from Jenny. And also on October the 18th, happy anniversary to Kaylin and Jonathan Spear, and that was from the family. On October the 19th, happy birthday to Emily Roten. She was 14 years old. That's from Joey, Lisa, Jess, Kels, and Jeb Roten. And on October the 19th, Austin Goad turned 18. That was best wishes and love from Keisha, mother, stepfather, brother, and sisters. Also on October the 19th, happy birthday to Adam Shaw, who's out at the Salina Lumber Company, and he had his big 5-0. So all y'all give him a hard time 5-0. Out there. 5-0. And that was called in. You can thank James Allen King. And then on October the 19th, Jennifer Smith, happy birthday from the kids. And also on October the 19th, happy birthday to Miss Bobby Holloway, love Sonny, Roland, and Raylan. And on October the 20th, we have a happy birthday to Debbie Easterly from Jonelle McLaren. And happy 54 years to Homer and Lucy Copeland anniversary from Pam and Al. And another wish from Pam and Al goes out to Fred and Mary Emerton for 32 years together. On October the 20th also, happy 18th birthday to C.C. Netherton. And that comes in from Jeannie. And happy birthday on the 20th to Linda Phillips from Linda Hamilton. Happy 28th birthday to Miss Tiara Williams. Love Mom, Brianna, and Samara. On October the 20th, happy 40th birthday to Clayton Hale from Amanda and Xander. And happy birthday to Arliss Strong from your family on October the 20th. Then on October 21st, I've got a shout-out to Mr. Paul and Claudine White. They've been together happily for 26 years now. So happy anniversary to the two of you. And also, what was the little thing that said they said we wouldn't make it for 6 weeks or something like that? Shout-out to Rhonda and Steve Bailey. They've been married a lot longer than 6 weeks. And happy anniversary to you guys from your family and friends. Also on October the 21st, Artie Ashlock, happy 81 years from your family. On October the 21st also, happy 86th birthday to Miss Flora Anderson from Jean, Judy, and Connie. And happy birthday on the 21st to George Melton from your family. On October the 22nd, which is today, happy 25th birthday, Miss Cinda Delk, from Joseph, Keisha, and kids, Mom and Dad, with love. And happy anniversary today to Kenny and Cindy Westmoreland. Mr. Kenny called that in. That's a smart thing, Kenny. And happy birthday to Brady Daly, called in from your family. And also, happy birthday today to Lucretia Crawford from your family. And happy anniversary goes out to Charlie and Stacy Jones today from your family. Happy birthday to Dr. Greg Roberts, called in from your family today. And happy 59th birthday to Mr. Alan Parker. And he said, the caller said, be sure and say that is from the Salina Dairy Queen. And so I think that's where he works out there. They wanted to make sure and get him on the list this week. So that's all of our birthday and anniversary announcements. And I've got just a couple more things that I need to let you know that's happening, some of it this weekend. Well, tomorrow, actually. We've got the Trick-or-Treat Salina. So that's Trick-or-Treat on the Square. The kids get to come and trick-or-treat from store to store. And the way I understand it, there were some people from their homes and from some of the outlying stores that want to participate in this. So they're going to be, you'll probably have little tables set up all over town. So that's tomorrow, October the 23rd, Trick-or-Treat Salina on the Square, beginning at 6 o'clock and lasting until 8. And the way I understand it, you dress up just like it's Halloween, and this is going to be a really fun and safe excursion, a safe evening out. Yeah, you better find you a costume and come back. And then Saturday evening, take advantage of a nice dinner and a great auction that's going to be held at Scully's on Cedar Hill. Enjoy some fun and food and great auction items. You don't want to miss a bid on some of these things to take home with you. They've got a lot of good things. They've got all kinds of gift bags, a really nice Yeti cooler and lock, UT surprise, just pontoon boat rental, picture sessions, gift certificates, canoes and paddles, and Dale Jr. flags and oil changes, golf rounds, dinners, a Beretta 390 12-gauge shotgun from the, I think that's a special thing, from the National Wild Turkey Federation, and an antique Victrola cabinet that's been repurposed to a wine and liquor cabinet. So if you got a hankering for one of those, that's going to be pretty nice. A Harley Davidson jacket, cedar chest, a case Kodiak knife, and I don't know, all kinds of other gift certificates, a sack pocketbook, and that's valued, I think, at $150, a Cleveland golf bag, just all kinds of stuff. So they're having a really big to-do and a nice dinner to start that, kick that off with. Please start writing cards and letters to our military that are stationed overseas for Christmas. Last year we sent about 1,500 to our military deployed, and I hope to do the same this year. I'm also looking for Christmas trees that are about 10 to 11 inches tall. You can get those in some different places for $1 or $1.50, and sometimes you can find little bitty decorations to go on them for about $1. I'll be sending those in the military care packages for our Cards Christmas campaign. If you have any questions, just call me, Susan, at 931-260-8320. And the last announcement real quick is unbeaten Clay County youth football teams.
Wow.
Unbeaten. And that's three different teams, three different age groups. They are going to be going for championship titles this Saturday in Jackson County after dominating the Tri-County Youth Football League playoffs last weekend here in Salina. Come out, go to Jackson County and show your support for these kids. And I could honestly, I went to an event that evening, and I could actually hear the crowd roaring about 5 miles away from the field that day.
Man.
So they've got a lot of good support, but you can always use more when you're playing a championship game.
Good
and
luck
these,
for those teams.
Absolutely. These kids have been doing great. They have really been, I don't know, outperforming, I guess. They're a bunch of good kids and talented and just doing a really, really great job. So now I think that's all for the announcements, and I want to get back with Chris. And I had asked him to tell what's meant by family reunification and why it's considered after a child has been taken into state custody.
Well, I just want to ask you this question. Could you imagine being removed from your family?
I can't. I can't imagine going through that.
Mm-hmm. You've
major
had that
transition.
Connection, you've had that bond, those are the people that you trust.
Absolutely.
So with that and family reunification, that's why we're always pushing that, because, of course, you know, the children, they have the bond with their families. They have the bond with their loved ones. Studies have shown that they actually do better when they're with
their original family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter how dire the circumstances have been,
mm-hmm.
because you, there's just that, there is a bond,
mm-hmm.
there's a connection.
Absolutely.
No matter how they've been treated or what they've had to suffer through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes the children feel a sense of obligation or parenting almost
mm-hmm.
to their parents.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That connection is really hard to break.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we push for our foster parents. It's very important to work with that child to earn their trust, because if a child is placed in your home, do you think that they're honestly just going to come in and want to trust you and want
mm-hmm.
to love you? Although they would need that,
mm-hmm.
but it's not. It doesn't always come as easy.
Yeah, and I can imagine the transition,
mm-hmm.
that transition of readjusting to
mm-hmm.
the location, to the just the layout of the home,
you have to start
the routines.
All over. You have to learn people's names.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn their personality.
Mm-hmm.
So you just pretty much starting all over again with getting to know people. So you're already comfortable with their families, and that's why we always just push that. We want them to go back with their families because we feel that they would strive and do better
right.
with their family.
Right. Well, how do you, you know, speaking of that, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes when those situations just don't work out, how do you find permanency for
mm-hmm.
children?
Well, with that, we pretty much start from the very beginning. Once we know that a child is available for adoption, we're working with the state, we're working with our families. We may have families who are currently in training to become foster parents,
mm.
and they may be a possible good match for that child or even sibling group. We still have sibling groups
hmm.
who could possibly be up for adoption, so they need homes just as well.
Right, right.
But oftentimes, they're hard to place.
Yeah, because it's a larger number.
It's a larger number, spacing in homes. So, yes, that's something that we may run into.
How can you kind of walk us through the process, like once you're called for placement of a foster child,
mm-hmm.
if you're called for, you need a home right now in a foster situation, how do you receive them? How do you kind of go through that
mm-hmm.
transition, that process?
Well, we look through our families and see which family one has the spacing.
Mm-hmm.
They may be in that region because we want to place the child within the region, pretty much a 75-mile radius where they're close to home, because we would still try and work on visitation with the birth families as well. So we do that. We reach out to that family, and we just give them a rundown of this child, and if that family is able to move forward, yes, we feel like the child would be a good match for us.
Okay.
So with that, we'll eventually place that child in the home and provide them with that support. Our counselors will be working with that child. And not just the child, but the foster parents as
right.
well.
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage them to attend sessions together so they can form that connection
mm-hmm.
and work from there.
Okay. Well, it's time to take another quick break,
okay.
and then we're going to finish out the show.
All righty.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We've been having some wonderful discussion about foster care and the need for foster care on both ends. There's such a need area of the children needing help, and then there's such a need for foster parents out there. I've got Chris Sanders here with me, and Chris, one more time, give me your phone number, contact number, and I'm saying this because we're covering Clay County. We've got an 80-something mile radius in our listening audience, okay. And this extends quite a bit up almost to Nashville, you know, way up past Crossville, and so we've got a good listening audience. Good. And those people, you need to know that you can call Chris if you have questions, and he can, if he isn't directly taking care of your needs, he's got a number for you to contact that will service your area.
Absolutely.
So your number to contact?
931-525-6905.
Thank you so much. And we've got a little bit of time left, and honestly, I've got a lot of questions that
it's
I wanted
to
ask.
It's so much more.
It is. It's very involved. And Chris has agreed to come back. I hope to have him on about monthly or so, because
absolutely,
there's just, this is such an important thing that we all need to be aware of, and we need to be trying to get more foster parenting out there. Chris, what is the number one reason why people become foster parents?
I feel it's a calling. They are able to provide that love, that structure, that support for children who are in need. So I feel that is the number one reason. People love to help people.
That's so true. You know, we have seen that evidenced here in Clay County just over and over and over. We've recently had a terrible car accident that involved some teenagers, and our town has just, you know, jumped on it, come together, and they're trying to do anything that they can to help these families. You're right, nurturing, love.
But also, I've had some families who aren't able to be foster parents and so forth, but with that, they're able to get that message, get that word out that there is a need. So I understand that every family is not able to be a foster family, and that is okay. However, just by getting that word out, letting people know, hey, we have close to 9,000 children that are in custody right now, and we need some homes. We have just about over 150 homes out of Middle Tennessee, and we could definitely use more.
You could quadruple that.
Absolutely.
And not even have enough.
So we look forward to the calls. We look forward to the emails about trying to help and make a difference in a child's life.
Well, you just mentioned email. What would be your email address?
My email address is christopher.sanders@youthvillages.org.
All right. That's easy. And I'm sure you could probably Google him, too.
Absolutely. Just Google me. Put put in Youth Villages again, and actually you can click the link for Foster, and it can take you to the recruiters for each area.
Okie dokie. Can you tell me a little bit about one of your foster families?
Mm-hmm. One of my foster families has, this one I'm talking about, has been amazing. She has completed 2 adoptions. They're both teenage girls, and they're just a joy to be around.
Uh-huh.
And again, that's actually Miss Christie. She's like my support system. She's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I first cannot describe how amazing this woman is. And she has actually been with us for about 7 years.
Okay.
And I think that's really great.
Yeah.
And we have actually other families that have been with us for close to 20
years.
Wow. So I think that really speaks volumes about
our
program and what we offer, that support that we have for one another.
It does. And she then has actually, how many children has she fostered? You said she's adopted a couple?
She's fostered over 30, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. That's 30 children,
mm-hmm.
approximately,
mm-hmm.
and that's over a 7-year period.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So she's got the information.
Her and her husband, once they were certified, they started out with 4 children,
mm-hmm.
and they were a sibling group.
Wow.
That
is so special to be able to keep those siblings together.
Mm-hmm.
It's traumatic
mm-hmm.
to be removed from your home.
And
it
then
is
on top
horrible
of that,
to leave your brothers and sisters
mm-hmm.
to not
mm-hmm.
be able to, because I'm sure there's, especially with the older ones, there's a sense of protection
mm-hmm.
for the younger ones.
And you're absolutely correct.
And you're adding... remove them from
mm-hmm.
them. So do you provide support to your foster families too?
Absolutely, absolutely. Each month we have what is called our monthly support group. We have extra trainings for our families, but also it's a great way to network with other families who may be, I call them seasoned. They've been with us for so long,
right.
and they can offer new advice to some of our newer families.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's really great. We also have counselors that are on call 24 hours a day.
Okay, I was just going to ask that.
So you can call them just about any time,
uh-huh.
and they'll be able to help you, or there'll be an on-call number, and the person that's on call will actually be able to work with that family.
Wonderful. So that's if you have a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
It may not really be a crisis, but to you it's a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
If there's
mm-hmm.
something that you're not sure if you can that you can handle it.
Yeah. But also even some of the foster families, some of the foster parents, they give their information to the
right.
new families.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you just need anything, if you need an ear,
mm-hmm.
I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really great. And we're just...
It is. It is. That is wonderful. Chris, thank you so much for
thank
being here
for
with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited
yes,
about this.
I am too. And our relationship now,
mm-hmm.
moving forward.
Absolutely.
It's going to be wonderful. Because there's so much more information, like
mm-hmm.
we said. There's so much more information. And his contact number again?
931-525-6905.
Thank you so much. And that's www.youthvillages.org. Closing, I want to thank you, Chris, from Youth Villages for being with us. This is a nonprofit foster care organization, and thank you for a good show for now. This is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner wishing everybody a beautiful and productive day. Tune in for a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country 101.5 FM. Please keep our military in your daily prayers, especially those that are deployed. Also, our Clay County youth who continue to recover from serious injuries 22 days ago. I'm signing off now from the Clay County Corner. Oh, I'm sorry. I've got to draw a name. Chris, draw a name out there for me. Whoops. I about messed up, people. Hang on there because we're going to get a name here.
And the name is Charlie and Stacy Jones.
Charlie and Stacy Jones. Boy, I about messed up, people. Thank you for hanging on. Now I'm signing off.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.